Welcome, everybody, into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I am your host, Matt Trudell, and with me, like always...
Alex Baker.
How you doing today, Alex?
Doing good.
You have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So, let's start off today by recapping... Ooh, crinkly papers, that's unprofessional. Let's discuss kind of what went down in our pick'ems last week. So
you keep going on me. I went 8-5. You're just better than me.
You and Jimmy both went 8-5. And I went 11-2.
You went 9-4.
Not wait.
You did one game better than me.
It was 9-3. So no, I had to be two games better than you.
Either you went 9-4 or 10-3.
Yeah, you went 8-1. Hold on.
Because you're adding in the last game where we both picked the Lions.
You went
8-5.
8-5, and I went 10-4.
Oh, okay.
We're 10-3.
All right, two games better than
I got. I knew it was two games. I got Dallas wrong with you. I got Tennessee wrong with you. And then the only other one I got wrong was Green Bay over Atlanta, and you guys picked Atlanta. So you had me on that. Let's recap kind of real quick, the NFL weekend. You know, what happened last week? What was...
LA football is not going to last.
You don't think so?
When you have a soccer stadium that can seat at the maximum 40,000, and you're still half full, and half of that is probably Dolphins fans?
The USC, Texas game...
Yeah, they showed the picture where
it's... had more people than both LA games combined this past weekend.
And you wonder why, you know, LA football never lasts.
So you had the last week, Thursday night football, Texans and Bengals was a comedy of terrible football. I think we're going to get blessed with that this weekend
Thursday night football.
Yeah, I mean, hey. Okay, occasionally you can get a game. The Cardinals and Colts was a better game than expected. Mm-hmm. They're really missing David Johnson. I think David Johnson being out really kind of puts a nail in their coffin because Carson Palmer is not the guy that he was a couple years ago.
No, this is his last year.
Chiefs and Eagles, surprisingly good game. Chiefs up.
Do you think Kareem Hunt's the real deal?
Yes.
He's impressed me a lot.
I think he is. See, I always tell people, I think Darren Sproles is still kind of benefiting, but I think Darren Sproles and Reggie Bush were way ahead of their time, right? Like, Reggie Bush is the kind of running back you look for now. He just came out into the NFL
when... And he was used wrong by the Saints?
I don't think the NFL was ready to... See, now the NFL is solely based on, like... wide receivers catching the ball out of the backfield, running out of the shotgun. You know, you can run by under center, but it's a lot less than it used to be. I think a lot of it is based on, like, let's just get the ball into your hands. So there's a lot of pitches. There's a lot of passes into the flat.
Yeah, short little passes.
Yeah, so screens. So I always, you know, I try and tell people that that I think that Reggie Bush was a little bit ahead of his... And I think Kareem Hunt saw Reggie Bush and was like, that's who I want to be. And then it just so happens that he's the legit age where, like, I think he is legit. Yeah. I think when you have to worry about him.
When you tear up the Patriots like that, like, I think you're legit.
Yeah, I think if Deion Lewis wasn't injured and all the time and the New England Patriots for some odd reason could get out of their own way, I think he's probably their best running back, because I think he can run the ball, but he can also catch it out of the backfield. I think he's a very dangerous guy. And we saw that a couple years ago, but then he got injured. And last three games of the season, he got in, came back and was pretty decent. But we don't know. Patriots and Saints, that happened the way we thought it would. Steelers and Vikings, it just surprised me that the Vikings fell that off. Because they, you know, and I know that they played the Saints week one, right? But and the Saints made their offense look like it was the greatest thing ever, but I don't think the Steelers necessarily have a great defense.
No, I was surprised by that score, too. I thought they would give them more of a fight.
Buccaneers blowing out the Bears.
That's no surprise.
didn't surprise me. They had an extra week where they didn't have to play a preseason game. You know what I'm saying? First game of the season. Panthers and Bills, most boring game of the weekend.
Yeah,
the Panthers and Bills was like the Bengals and yeah, Browns. Just, you know, it's like.
You think the Panthers are ever going to get back to that 2015 level? Because they haven't looked too good this year. I mean, they cruised
by against the Niners. I think Christian McCaffrey was the worst decision a team. And honestly, you know, I joke and everything talking about how he's a white running back. Yeah. But they're
Toby
like.
Toby Gerhart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And guess what? Stanford white quarterback as well. Like, I just, you know, I'm sorry. You can think that I'm insensitive or ridiculous all you want, but white running backs are extinct for a reason. I don't hate white people. We have positions that we excel in, and we have positions that we don't excel in, and we do not excel in the running back position.
We
barely excel at wide receiver.
We excel at kicking.
If you take away, slot wide receiver, right, and then Eric Decker, who do we have? Because don't say Riley Cooper.
No, Packers.
Jordy Nelson.
Nelson, yeah.
Okay. Jordy Nelson, though, put him not with Aaron Rodgers and see what happens. That I have a feeling. It's just like Edelman and Amendola. Put them not with Brady. What happens? You know, it's like.
But they hustle.
Jesus. All right.
They die for loose fumbles.
Class act. The Titans and Jags. Titans blow out the Jags. Now, the surprise about this one is Marcus Mariota only has one touchdown pass on the season. And his touchdown pass on Sunday was like a screen pass. But I will tell you something. They have a lot of options. Corey Davis had a very solid opening game in the loss to Oakland. And then he barely is even targeted this next game.
I know it's just two games of the season, but does this game pretty much clinch the division for you?
I don't say it clinched a division just because of the simple fact that I think the Colts are 0-2 and then everybody else is 1-1.
Come on, Texans, they ain't doing anything.
Texans aren't doing anything. But you know what? You know, Deshaun Watson just had his first start. He could kind of – I'm not going to say he has a season like Dak, but he could have a season that we've seen where a lot of rookie quarterbacks, you don't know what to expect from them. And he might be better because they don't know how to game plan.
Better than Osweiler.
Oh, I think he will definitely have a better season than Osweiler. So, I mean, I still kind of worry about them. And if the Jags can ever get whatever happened to Blake Bortles, because 2 years ago Blake Bortles was pretty solid. And
last year he was garbage.
Last year he was terrible. This year he's terrible. If they can ever get whatever's going on in his head right, Leonard Fournette is a really solid running back. And their defense is no joke. Their defense is pretty solid. Yeah. They spent a lot of money in the past couple years on defense.
They'll be better than they were last year, I think.
I wouldn't say it's a clincher.
They'll pull a Jeff Fisher.
Ravens up winning 24-10. And I'll go in. Raiders destroy the Jets. Dolphins beat the Chargers by 2. The Broncos blow out the Cowboys, which was great. The Redskins win by 7 over the Rams. The Seahawks beat the Niners, struggling, I might add.
If there are any other division, they wouldn't be in the playoffs.
And then Falcons and Packers.
That was great.
Falcons beat the Packers, and Lions beat the Giants.
That was an impressive win. I'm going to tell you,
Matthew Stafford is the man. All right, look, here's the thing, right? I was a big hater on Mariota in the beginning, and I had to come on this radio station at some point and be like, I was wrong.
I never said he's a bad quarterback. Look at his record against winning teams. It's like 3-30-something.
Look, dude, other than Calvin Johnson, though, who have they really given him? Pettigrew? Ebron? Name all the running backs that he ever had.
Javid Best.
Exactly. That was his career. That was his career.
Puking
that
on the
Maryland
sideline.
Game was his career in the NFL. You know, he had a coffee. If that. You know what I'm saying? He probably had an espresso shot and dipped out. Like, yeah, so, but let's get into a couple things here. Do you think the Ravens are for real?
It's too early.
I think it's too early for the simple fact
that... started out pretty good last year, didn't they?
Well, here's the deal. Yes, but here's the other deal. We were expecting the Bengals to be better than they are. And they're terrible.
Yeah.
I think we can thoroughly sit there and say that the Bengals are at best an 8-8 team. In my
way,
at best
now,
at best. Okay. The only reason why I say at best is because, just like you said, the Ravens had a good beginning of the season last year. Like, you can start off bad and kind of,
yeah,
at true, best. True. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think they're a terrible team. I think they're a 5-6 win team. I think the Ravens are better than I thought they were. Dude, they forced something like 10 turnovers in the first two games of the season. Now.
They got so many turnovers against the Browns.
Now. They had 5 against the Bengals. And I think they had 5 against the Browns.
Yeah.
Here's where I will retort. No one thought the Bengals were going to be as bad as they are. And they're bad. Mm-hmm. And then the Browns, even though things look to be on the up and up, they're still the Browns, and they have a rookie quarterback. So it's very hard to judge. They very well could be 3-1 in their first four games and then struggle the rest of the season. So I'm not going to go all in yet and say, yeah, they're the real deal. But their defense, in my opinion, is maybe
solid.
Not as good as they've looked because of what they've played, but they are a very solid defense. And I'm willing to bet money that they will be a top five defense the rest of the season. So that bodes well for them, right? That bodes well for them. The Giants are terrible. Their offensive line is horrendous.
Eli got no protection on Monday night.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have...
Odell Beckham didn't look so hot.
The Seahawks. The Seahawks offense.
They don't look good at all. You barely beat the Niners at home?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree.
If it was any other division, they wouldn't even be in the playoffs, I think, right now.
But
it's that division, they'll go like 8-8,
which is
seven.
Crazy because it's funny. Their division went from one of the worst in the NFL to one of the best in the NFL.
Then to one
right
of the worst
back
again.
To one of the worst again, which is amazing to think about, just personally. So we have 9:30 football coming up this weekend, right? So, yeah, we have 9:30 football coming up this weekend, which is cool. I'm always a big fan of that.
Let me guess, it's the Jags.
It's the Jags and the Ravens.
Big shocker there.
It's the Jags and the Ravens.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know what the other London games are this year, but I'll tell you that one's probably one of the better ones.
They at Wembley or Twickenham.
But because, all right, so here's the reason why I'll say that they're... it has a chance to be a decent game because for some odd reason, the Ravens always struggle against the Jags. It's just been right back to when they were in the same division with each other all the way up until recently. So that is something to look out for. Like I said, I don't know if the Ravens are real yet, but I want to say that their defense is by far definitely real. In my opinion, top five defense. Top five defense. Adrian Peterson, 5 carries, I think 16 yards so far.
For the first two games?
First two games.
Wow.
First two games. Man. Let me just go and like
look. Can't say I feel real sorry for him.
Well, so then he recently came out and said that, you know, he's going to get more involved in the team, you know, as they get further in the season, which I don't doubt. I mean, I don't think you go out and get Adrian Peterson for 5 carries. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is crazy because on here, and I just read this quote the other day, and that's why you don't trust Facebook, guys. Because it says maybe his second game, but they made it seem like in two games he only had 5 touches. I know he only had like 3 the first game.
He was almost non-existent. Yeah.
14 carries, 44 yards.
Oh, my God.
No touchdowns.
That's awful.
3.1 yard per carry. Now, at the same time, if you want to look at it, Mark Ingram only has 14 carries for 69 yards. So, I mean, the Saints are bad.
They're awful.
And when you look back on it, you know, I know that they wanted to give Drew Brees that one that contract, that weird contract that they gave him where 1 year he was paid $40 million or whatever. But it goes back to the conversation that I've had with Nathan about how it's very hard for me to justify paying a quarterback the amount of money that they command, especially when you have to build a team around them.
And he has no team around him.
I was saying, you know, Kirk Cousins, I think if they keep franchise tagging Kirk Cousins, yeah, that's smart. That's the smart road to go, because if you look at it, you know, and I like Matthew Stafford. I'm a big Matthew Stafford fan. I defend him more than I should have to with you being my co-host, but I don't personally think that contract's going to work out well for the Lions. Simple fact that, now granted, I will tell you, the man has barely had anything around him and has done wonders with it.
But he's been getting better.
You need to put something around him. And I'm fine with Golden Tate. He's Golden Tate Sr. now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is he Tate Sr.?
Yeah, he's senior.
Yeah. Golden Tate Sr. Is a solid wide receiver, but he's definitely not, you know, like...
He's filled him up with solid receivers.
I think Marvin Jones Jr. is pretty good. They got juniors and seniors all over the place.
And Galladay doesn't look so
bad. Galladay does look good.
Ebron had his first good game in I don't know how long with us last night.
Yeah.
My Monday night, so...
Did you stay up and watch the whole game?
Yeah. It was a good game. They played very well. I was impressed.
I mean, they played the Giants, though. Yeah. Like, can we talk about...
The Giants look awful.
The Giants are bad. Yeah. And honestly, in my opinion, it couldn't happen to two better people. Eli Manning, who, in my opinion, is probably one of the more overrated quarterbacks in the NFL.
Derped his way into two titles.
People think he's elite, which I think is crazy. Mm-hmm. He's thrown 30 picks in a season. If you've thrown 30 picks in a season you're not elite. And then Odell Beckham.
Did you see the block he got away with? Took our guy out for the game, got him a concussion.
Odell?
Yeah, laid an illegal block in the back, got him in the head. Our guy got a concussion. It was Davis.
Well, he's a whiny little brat. He is. You know what? You know what Odell Beckham is? When people complain about millennials, they picture people like Odell Beckham. Yes. Like Odell Beckham is the picture that people have of millennials. So you and I can't get away with, being our age because people like Odell Beckham throw hissy fits about the dumbest things.
It was annoying that game. He gets he had 30 yards receiving the entire game. He gets like one decent catch for like 8 yards for a first down, and he's beating his chest, acting like he owns the freaking place.
I hate people that celebrate first downs.
Yeah.
So people that celebrate first downs make me want to be like, look, I'm all
in the
for
second quarter.
I'm all for celebrating touchdowns. I think you should be able to do whatever you want as long as it is not blatantly disrespectful in the face of the other players, and it doesn't hurt anybody, right? I think you should, like the Joe Horn cell phone thing, hilarious. The Dallas Star T.O. thing, hilarious.
Randy Moss fake mooning.
The putter, the Chad Ochocinco putter, amazing.
Smith rowing the boat.
But if you celebrate, even the point for the first down is like...
It's annoying. If it was like late in the game and you're trying to ice it...
Third and three... You got a 4-yard catch, and you barely crossed the line.
Yes.
And you're going nuts.
Yeah,
I can't. I'm gonna sidebar this. Late in the game, 3rd and 6, 3rd and 2, whatever it is, and all you need is a first down to seal the game.
You can celebrate all you want.
Yeah, if you get that catch and that game's over and you can kneel it out. Cool. That's a big catch, right? Mm-hmm. But first quarter, 7-0, you know, and you're just like, oh my God. I just am like, oh, we need to end these beings. It's like, ridiculous. They just need to. There used to be this guy that played for the Ravens named Kelly Washington. No one else remembers this man's name.
When did he play?
All right. Like, I want.
Whatever.
Like 2009, 2008, 2007, whatever. Kelly Washington. We can look him up. But he used to play for the Ravens, right? And I remember making fun. He actually went to the Eagles for like a training camp, but he got cut. But I used to make fun. My brother and I, the biggest thing my brother and I ever bonded over was our collective hate for Kelly Washington. Mm-hmm. And he, not you.
Oh, hey there. There.
So he played for the Ravens, right? And oh, this guy, number 15, drives me crazy. He I swear, has like maybe 4 career touchdown receptions, right?
Well, maybe that's why he was celebrating.
Because he played for the Ravens in 2009. And he played for the Bengals 2003-06, Patriots 2007-2008, Eagles 2010, got cut though and went to the Chargers in 2010, right?
11 touchdowns.
11 touchdowns in his career, right? So let's – this man – all he was known for was getting first downs when he was with the Ravens, right? He had 2 touchdowns with the Ravens, right? These are career highs across the board. Ready? 31 mm-hmm. receptions, 431 yards, and 2 touchdowns, right?
Woo!
Yeah, right? So this man literally would go nuts. What he had special dances that he would have for first downs. And I'm like, it's a first down. It's a first down. You know, I'm just like, oh, my God, I want to kill you. I just want to take you out and shoot you in the back of the head.
What about the traditional one where they go like this and then they drop the ball?
No. No. No, it's a first down, dude. First down. Like, you are literally celebrating to do what you're paid to do. Like, and I understand that you can make that argument for touchdowns, but touchdowns are special, okay? Yeah. Like, dude. Ugh, drives me crazy. Drives me crazy. Last NFL thing before we move on to college football is it's just more of a joke. So because Ezekiel Elliott disappeared this past week in the game that he was in, does that count as one of his games that he was suspended?
Yeah.
Oh, and all the Cowboys fans are online and they're like, you guys watch us because you're haters. And shut up, man. Like, you know what? Zeke is a very good running back. He should be sitting out right now because he beats women, and you defend him. And
flips up their shirts.
And yeah, he sexually assaults them. And that's a fact. It's on video, so I don't care what you say. Even if she was like, that's fine, that's her decision to do in public, whatever. But you defending him because he's a good football player is a disgrace. Well, so I hope he has a mediocre season. I hope he gets the Madden I beat women curse. And... and that's not funny. What are you laughing about?
The Madden I beat women.
You know what I'm saying? One of those curses. And he has a terrible year because he does not deserve. He should be suspended 6 games. And he's lucky because he can run a football well and he can wear crop top shirts. That's the reason he's in the NFL and making millions of dollars.
I can't say it, but do you see that meme when it was draft day with his shirt?
No.
I'll tell you about it.
Okay. So that's the NFL. Anything else you want to add to the NFL before we go to college football?
What else can we talk about? Just capitalizing. I really think the LA thing is showing that it's just a terrible idea. And I think it's a shame that San Diego and St. Louis got screwed out of their
teams. They'll be there for a while. San Diego didn't have the money. So they were going to lose them regardless. Yeah, they lost them to LA, but they were going to lose them regardless. Oakland, I feel bad for, but they don't even have the money. You know, it's like...
Mm-hmm.
And Oakland's going to Vegas. Yeah. But I mean, you know, like,
did you see Marshawn rocking out?
Yeah.
That was pretty fun.
Oh my God, I love it. People hate on him so much. The Jets are like, it's so disrespectful. You know what? Score some points. Yes, you know, and let me tell you something. If the Oakland Raiders are losing that game at home, does Marshawn Lynch dance?
No.
Exactly. Yeah. So stop him, okay? Like, geez. I love Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch is my spirit animal. I want, if I had all the money in the world, I would just pay him and Meta World Peace to live with me. Those are my two favorite people.
Okay.
My man was getting it. He had the little hair flick. He had the little whatever that is. Y'all can't see me right now, but it's the whatever that is.
the whatever that is.
Yeah.
That's a great dance. All right.
So. College football. You've been watching?
I watched a bit. Navy and State didn't play, so I didn't watch much this week, but I watched a bit.
You watch any of the Clemson, Lamar Jacksons?
Yeah, that was a blowout.
Yeah, was a blowout.
I did watch the USC-Texas game. That was really good.
Which is, you know, it's crazy. It's like USC goes one week where they look like, you know, the greatest team ever, and then they go to another week where they just don't look that great.
And it's the same thing for Texas. The one week they lose to Maryland at home, get destroyed. The second week they go toe-to-toe with USC.
Yeah. So you see, you know, 47-21. Lamar Jackson is awesome. He still is awesome, but he has no defense. The Louisville Cardinals defense is terrible, and so is their coach. He struggles at driving scooters.
Hashtag internsonly.com.
USC, yeah. USC, you don't have to be lonely. at internsonly.com. Wear your helmet. I'm sorry. We're going to get fired. So, yeah, USC had to go into overtime to beat Texas. I was too tired to stay up to watch the rest of it.
Oh, you missed it. That was a great
game. I watched all of it up. And when overtime went around, I was like, man, I just can't. I was tired.
Texas had it. Defense, 48 seconds. Is decent. Defense let USC march right down the field.
Michigan struggled against Air Force. And now I will tell you something. Michigan kind of struggling against Florida, even though, again, you
Florida
know,
Florida has no offense.
Florida has no offense. But that dude, that walk-off touchdown was a great play. Did you see the Florida touchdown?
Not a lot of good defense there. I saw it.
It was terrible defense, but that's because you're thinking that they're playing for the field goal.
I don't know. It's just like you can't.
You don't let anybody beat you over top.
Everybody back.
Okay.
Put everybody back.
Agreed.
It's that simple.
Agreed. Agreed. I'm not.
Everybody knows.
I'm not disagreeing.
I'm not a defensive coordinator.
But I can also understand that you're looking for them to do something short and to the sidelines. You know?
I don't know. You got to have a lot of people back there expecting that they might go Hail Mary.
You are hard to please, bro.
It was only like, what, 1 second left on the clock?
9 seconds. A quick enough amount of time to have a short pass to the sidelines to get in field goal range. Darn it. All right. Let's see. Wisconsin beat BYU to your chagrin. Mississippi State destroyed LSU.
Oh, LSU is overrated.
Oh, my gosh, though. They destroyed them. Absolutely skull-dragged them. I think that's about it. I think that's all that really... Kansas State lost to Vanderbilt 14-7 in a doozy. And then the Florida-Texas game where Florida did the walk-off touchdown. Memphis beat UCLA. Which, I mean, okay, so UCLA trades that game for the Texas A&M game that they should have lost. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, should be a one-loss team anyways. It just Kevin Sumlin's done. I don't see Kevin Sumlin being able to come back.
No.
So we're now actually joined by Sebastian Merrick, who actually used to intern here. He's now a college student here, so he's dropping in to do the rest of the show with us. And we were just talking college football, just kind of started. We talked a little bit about a couple of the games that happened. But what are your guys – have there been any teams so far that you've seen that have really stood out?
For me personally, the team that stands out for me the most is USC. I think their two games, very close games, in fact, where they had the Stanford and Texas, where they could have easily lost both of them. And they weren't even at their finest, USC, but they found ways to win. And good teams always find a way to win. And Sam Darnold has looked like Sam Darnold. So I think USC is... my standout team. I think they got a chance to do a lot of damage.
You're right. The Texas game, they had a very blah game, but mm-hmm. they made plays when it counted the most.
I'm going with Oklahoma. I laying that beat down on Ohio State last week at Ohio State, and that was getting payback for what they got beaten down at Oklahoma last year.
Yeah.
And I think the post-Stoops era is looking really well for them.
Yeah, I'd agree. Bob Stoops. I don't think Bob Stoops wins that game.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Oklahoma State. In my opinion, I think Oklahoma State has been. I believe I picked them for the playoff in the beginning of the season.
Mason Rudolph's my Heisman.
I think they're getting slept on right now. So I'm actually gonna lock them in as my dark horse for the playoffs. Even though I personally picked them for the playoffs, I don't think they get the respect that Oklahoma does. I don't think they get the respect that some other teams, like Penn State playing in the mediocre Big Ten, but that's besides the point.
Need some respect on their name.
So to me, I'm going to say that they're the team that stands out to me, and they're also the team that I think is a dark horse for the playoffs. Now, they play TCU this weekend, another ranked team, so we'll see what happens there. Dark horse team for both of you guys.
I was going to go off Oklahoma State, but I can pick a different one.
You can say Oklahoma State. Where?
It's fine. I mean, there are a lot of good dark horse teams.
All right, what's your 1A?
My 1A dark horse. As crazy as this sounds, Maryland. I mean, it's for now. I don't think they're a dark horse, but I'm very curious to see when they go up against Ohio State in 2 weeks. When they go up against Penn State, Michigan, and Wisconsin toward the end of the year.
I think they're better than I think they're going to be better than what we thought they were this year. I don't think.
Maybe like around 8-4 was what I was. Or
okay.
Something and like that.
And for Maryland, that's a big season. Yeah. That's a huge. If they go 8-4, I don't think there's a person in Maryland that is a Maryland football fan that would be like, man, we could have been 9-3. You know, yeah, like, I think they're like, oh, okay, yeah.
I mean, DJ Jerkin is a very good coach.
They need to make him happy because he will be sniped up by another team oh so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Dark horse for me. I really want to go crazy and say Michigan State, but that'd be insane. But I might go Georgia. I think they've looked pretty solid this year. They went on the road, beat Notre Dame.
That's funny. They're actually that they were on the cusp of being one of my overrated teams.
That's funny.
So most overrated team so far. What do you guys say?
I would still say USC. They always kind of get on these hot starts, and then they start playing tougher teams and fall apart. So, I mean, they just barely beat Texas.
I mean, that's a good one. I mean, as crazy as this sounds, Ohio State has not looked good at all.
I agree.
That's a good one.
And that's my team, actually.
Dude.
Oh, but
God, you got to leave now. Sebastian, it was nice having you on this show.
Ohio State's, I mean, they've not looked good at all. Even when against Indiana, they look flat. They look real flat in the first half. And I don't think they should bench JT Barrett. People are calling for him to be benched. I don't agree with that. But if they're going to play like this against the Wisconsins, the Penn States,
I think JT Barrett should be benched.
You think?
I was talking about this or Haskins.
Or Haskins,
because to me, here's my thing, right, is it's not just this season that he's been struggling. He looked terrible last year in the playoffs.
He did.
And he struggled towards the down the stretch.
Everyone looked terrible.
Yeah. So to me, now that you got the one loss, now granted, the one loss is to Oklahoma, but in college football, you can probably make it with one loss. Two loss, it's not happening.
Right.
So I would rather get a guy that I think has bigger upside in to play against the weak teams before we start playing the real teams, even though there's no such thing as a real team in the Big Ten, but I'll continue that. To me, most overrated team, right? And it's very hard. And I'm going to sound – I know a lot of people might want to say Michigan, but Michigan's pretty much where they've been all year. Yes, they've struggled against a couple teams, but they've won, and they were, I think, 9, and I think they're like – their peak was 7, now they're 8. I think Wisconsin, very overrated. I think Ohio State, I agree with you on that one. And I also think Virginia Tech. Because if you look at it, Virginia Tech beat West Virginia by one touchdown. And let's be honest, West Virginia outplayed themselves last year. Last year they had their best season in the Big 12, and I'm a West Virginia fan. I wasn't expecting it. I figured we were going to go down more towards real world. So they play that. Other than that, like if you want to look, they're 13th in the nation. Right? And you mean to tell me you win a touchdown at a neutral site against West Virginia, and then you beat Delaware and East Carolina? How is that? You go from number 20, I think they were 23 to start the season, up to 13 off of that? What?
Yeah, here's my question. Where's Louisville and Florida State ranked now?
Florida State is 12.
12? Okay, so.
Because they've only played one game.
Right. So I was going to say, are they really neck and neck with Virginia Tech? I know Florida State lost Francois, but still,
I still think they're probably a lot better than Virginia Tech.
I would think so, too.
And Louisville is, unfortunately with Louisville, they have Lamar Jackson, who is
a monster,
the best college quarterback I've seen probably since Tebow, possibly.
Yeah.
college quarterback.
Okay. Yeah.
I was someone's going to be like, Andrew Luck. And I'm like, no, playing college football alone, he's been the best college quarterback since Tebow, in my opinion. But they have no defense. Absolutely no defense. They're actually horrendous on defense. They might as well just give up a touchdown every, you know. And
go for two every play.
Just go for two every touchdown. You know what I'm saying? They might win that way. But, yeah, I would say those are the most overrated teams. I could probably go on for days about how – I'll tell you, I thought Clemson was overrated. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're a good team.
Penn State is overrated.
They're only overrated because I think they're a really good team. Saquon Barkley is the man. The only reason why they're overrated is they shouldn't even be a football team, mm-hmm. but I talk about this on this show every week. They steam my gills, man. I do not believe in Penn State football. I think Penn State football should be done away with. I think they should light all their buildings on fire, crash it to the rumble. You know? Sorry, go to Pitt. And I hate Pitt. I'm a West Virginia fan. I hate Pitt more than Penn State, but not in this Temple. Scenario. Go to Temple. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Temple. They had a good season a couple years ago.
Their coach,
and then
Matt
that
Rule.
Draft dodger ruined everything.
Matt Rule left Temple for Baylor.
They beat Navy.
Oh, they did beat Navy.
Yeah, they beat Navy.
All right. Yeah, I'll allow it. I'm sorry.
And he wasn't even on the team that year.
It doesn't matter. It was 2 years ago, though, wasn't it?
No, last year.
Temple was good last year?
Yeah, last year. They won the American Conference.
And Matt Rule left to go to Baylor.
Yeah.
And look what Baylor's doing, mm-hmm. which Baylor's getting what they deserve. Yeah. How come Baylor gets what they deserve, but Penn State doesn't get what they deserve? You know what I'm saying?
Baylor might go winless.
Baylor might go winless.
They might go
winless. They'll beat Kansas. Let's be real.
Okay, other than that.
And maybe Iowa State. Who knows?
I mean, they did lose
which
to that.
Which is crazy because Kansas and Iowa State suck, but they're always top level at basketball.
Right.
Shout out. You know who the best college basketball coach in the nation is? Whoever's the head coach of Iowa State, because you get people to want to play in Iowa. Like, anybody that wants to go to Iowa. Like. The only people that go to Iowa are fugitives that don't want to get caught by the law. And like people that were
corn
born
farmers.
There. Yeah,
even Kansas, too.
Exactly.
Who wants to go to Kansas?
Exactly. They're like, oh, yeah, let's go to Kansas. So it said no one ever. Y'all had Dorothy, and that's about it. You know?
Mark Mangino.
That was... You know, everybody used to talk about how Ralph Regan was so fat. I was like, y'all clearly have not seen Mark Mangino. Mark Mangino lost weight and was still bigger than Fridge. Like,
he was the man.
He was. All right. MLB talk. Well, I guess anything else you guys want to say about college football?
No.
I'm good.
I do think Saquon Barkley's nice, and I really hate to hate on him because I know he had nothing to do with it. But,
he'll be a top five pick in the draft.
But he should be hated on. Because he decided to go there after the fact, and I'm just, we can't let bad people get away with bad things. You know what I'm saying? That's how we end up with unfavorable presidents. But that's besides the point. Or Alex's hero, as least
that man's a legend.
All right, baseball. Orioles are done. Can I officially say it now? Because every time I say it, people get. Every time I say it, people whine. They're like, "You shut up."
Hey, you competed for a while at least.
No, they didn't.
Even if they,
they created the illusion that they competed for a while.
Well, at least you had the illusion.
Oh my
gosh. We had nothing.
So they're 73-79 right now.
Yes.
Even if they went out, do they even get that second wild card?
No.
Most likely, probably not.
No.
The way the
they would need. I believe at this point, I think they would. They're not statistically eliminated because some scenario would put them in it.
Right.
But in my opinion, they have to be.
They have to win. They have to win out. And I said that three days ago, starting when they beat the Yankees on Sunday. And then they lost those back-to-back extra innings games to Boston.
You know? So Last night on a wild pitch, the night before they had a 5-0 lead and lose 10-8. And it's just like they're crap. They're a garbage team. And we're wasting so many opportunities to bring better people into the situation by not trading Britton and not trading Machado. And I think it's the dumbest move. But it's classic Baltimore Orioles moves. And when I had a friend, she told me back in the day, the Orioles will be a World Series contending team like 5 years from now. And this is probably, she probably told me this like in 2009. And I was like, yeah, okay. Right. And then they ended up being a good team.
Right.
But then ultimately, it's like Peter Angelos is standing in the mirror and he goes, we are too competitive right now. Let's ruin everything. It's just like, oh, and I've talked about this numerous times, but it's like, Jimmy was here last week and he said, all you guys need is two decent pitchers. Who's going to pay for them? Unless we set up a GoFundMe, you know, where the people of Baltimore are paying for two decent pitchers to come in, which the people of Baltimore do not have the right amount of money to pay two decent pitchers to come in. What's the point? We're literally wasting talent here.
And that's to say, let's say in some wild world they do re-sign Machado, which I definitely don't think is not going to
happen. No chance in hell.
Right. So even if they do re-sign him.
He spit in their face. Here's where I'll tell you where he spit in their face, right? When they had the Players Weekend, which in my opinion is the dumbest thing the MLB has ever done. Like, you get to play 162 games and make millions of dollars. Every day's player weekend. You know what I'm saying? Every day's the weekend for you. Like, right. Get out of here. Like, so that drives you crazy. But his nickname on the back of his jersey was Mr. Miami. So in my opinion is he would probably take a good check to go to a losing team like the Marlins over taking a less of a check to play on a possibly competing team, the Orioles. So I don't understand them. So I don't want to really talk about them. it's like we'll throw on the game every once in a while. But they're back to their ways of just constantly disappointing you, which sucks. Now let's go to Nats. The Nats have clinched a playoff spot. They're 91-59. Again, in my opinion, right? Holler at me, Nats, when you're in the NLCS. And then holler at me when you win that. Because other than that, I don't care. Right. You can win your division every year and choke every year. It doesn't matter. You're the Cincinnati Bengals of the Major League Baseball.
Capitals.
You're the Washington Capitals. You are a Washington sports franchise. Straight up. Like, you are the epitome of a Washington sports franchise.
Yeah.
You know, you're RG3 before the knee. You know, you're...
The Wizards lose the second round every year.
Yeah. Dude, the Wizards were not supposed to lose in the second round, and then they lost John. They would have beat the Hawks if John Wall didn't get injured that series. But it's DC. It is DC. They will do it every year to you. We should have beat the Celtics this past year. Can we talk about that? Mm-hmm. They had the Celtics. They should have swept them.
First two games, you're right.
They should have swept them straight up. And then they just completely blew it. So, yeah, you're right. Trust me. As a partial Washington sports fan, being the Wizards being my team, trust me. I get it, man. Like, people are always like, oh, look at the Caps. Yeah, the Caps are great every year. In the regular season, they're Peyton Manning. Except Peyton Manning at least got two rings. The Caps are never getting a ring. I've been on the trade Ovi wagon for years because I think Ovi's a big reason why they don't win. I think he's a big reason why they win in the regular season. I think he's a huge reason why they don't win in the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like when Gilbert Arenas, a perfect example. When Gilbert Arenas came back from the knee injury, do you remember when he missed pretty much the whole season, but he came back for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And this team was a good team, used to playing team basketball, and then he comes back in the playoffs and is like, I'm just going to play, you know, Gilbert Arenas hibachi ball, right? And then we lose. You know, it's just like, wash my hands with it. So, yeah, Nats, holler at me when you get to a point. Are you guys excited about the playoffs?
Nah.
He's a Detroit Tiger fan, yeah, so.
So I got nothing to be happy about.
Well, you don't want to see Verlander and all the other good guys you let go of?
No, because it'd be depressing because, like, we had them once, and now they're going to do a greater thing.
You know, like, I honestly kind of got a little bit of pride that Jake Arrieta did a little bit of something. I was like, look at my man Arrieta. It sucks because the Orioles do that. They had Schilling in their minor league system. I'm glad we got rid of that dude, though. Oh, my God. I would have to compromise so much of my morals and my integrity to, like, root for him. Like, I would literally have to be there and be like, God, man, that's my man because he's on the Orioles. But that dude is a
Red
douche.
Red Sox fans don't care.
Red Sox fans will do that. My dad still is waiting for David Ortiz to come out with his investigation on whether he did steroids or not. Mm-hmm. Why would he have to investigate? He's him. Like, unless he got roofied, like.
Right.
Whatever. Normally I'm excited for the playoffs. But this Orioles season, like, I'm going to sound crazy when I say this, and people are probably going to kill me over it. But I would much rather, like, the fact that I was talking trash about them and being like, they suck, but then they went on this win streak and they're like, you're like, oh, man, they might. And then they just rip the rug right out from under you. Like, I would actually, if I knew at the beginning of this year that this year was going to be like it is, screw the 22-10 start. Just give us old school Orioles, the Melvin Mora years. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just give us the, we're going to be garbage. You know?
You take that 22-10 star away. Look at their record.
Yeah.
It's
that's horrible. What I tell people.
16
think
games I, under 500.
You know what I'm saying? And I tell people that, and they're just like, but. And I'm just like, oh, I want to smack you in the face, but I'm not allowed to because it's against the law. But.
That's why April doesn't mean that much in baseball.
It doesn't. I mean, it means a little bit because, let's be honest, again, if you take away that record, right. Look how bad the Orioles would be. So it means a little bit. But, yeah, no, you're right. You're not going to win the division in April.
Mm-hmm.
No one has ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe back when they first started playing baseball and it was a 3-game season or whatever. Like.
Right.
But, yeah. NBA real quick. Kyrie Irving went on to the Devil's Station, ESPN, and talked with whoever they have over. Oh, Stephen A. Where's Nathan when you need him? And Max Kellerman. Oh, Max Kellerman. You remember how Max Kellerman was so bad at his job that he got fired from.
He did
around the horn. And mm-hmm. He got fired for the stat guy. Tony Reale was the stat guy. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He did the paper toss, and then all of a sudden they were like, "Well, the stat guy's better than you." So, and then he went to ESPN Boxing. Which literally...
He's on HBO now, right?
Max Kellerman?
Yeah, doesn't he do HBO Boxing?
No! Yes, he does?
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm right, Matt.
I'm sorry. I didn't know... I know ESPN gets on their feelings when you work at multiple places. Like, you know ESPN, like John Clayton isn't allowed to, like, talk to non-ESPN radio stations? So if, like, CBS Radio in Baltimore reached out and said, hey, we want to talk to you about... stuff, he's under his contract. ESPN's like, no, you can only contribute to ESPN stuff. Like, get over yourself, ESPN. All right, that's why you're losing all the subscribers.
Look at everyone going to Fox now too.
Yeah Well, except for they stole Randy Moss from Fox, which was
right
weird.
That's true.
But yeah so Kyrie goes on to that show with Stephen A. Smith, who is the epitome of compromising his integrity.
I know what you're talking about, but we can't say it on air.
Yeah. And Kyrie was pretty cold towards the Cleveland situation. And you're a Cleveland fan, Sebastian. So
this situation irks me a little bit.
All right. Talk it out, my man.
I always like the fact when players have confidence in themselves and they want to see what they can do on their own. That's cool. I mean, and he's got the Devil's mentality in him, and he's clutch. He's very clutch.
Except for in the finals.
Last year.
Well, the finals that they won, he performed major, right. Yes.
But what in God's name makes him think he has a better chance of winning a championship without LeBron James?
You know what? And I hate to be put in a position to defend LeBron James, Sebastian, but I will tell you something. Kyrie Irving would still have a losing record in the NBA if it wasn't for the fact that LeBron
exactly.
went back to Cleveland.
Look at his first 4 years in Cleveland.
They were trash.
Number one pick, mid-first round pick, number one pick. 3 of those 4 years, we had the number one pick.
Yeah.
He had the chance to be the leader, the focal point of the team.
Yeah.
and he failed.
You know miserably. What he was, though? He was Uncle Drew, and he was killing kids on the pickup with the Pepsi Max. Who drinks Pepsi Max? I'm judging you. I'm judging you. If I see someone with a Pepsi Max can and you walk by me and you know what I look like, I'm judging you. Sorry.
And even the games LeBron set out through the rest, I don't know the exact record, but I do know they went winless.
Yeah.
They were winless. They didn't win a single game LeBron sat out through the rest.
Yeah.
Kyrie played in most of those games.
I'll tell you something. With
the full cast.
I'll tell you something. The resting is one of my biggest pet peeves in the NBA. You get paid millions of dollars to play a sport.
Right.
Get off your butt and shoot some baskets. Like, unless you're Tim Duncan, where they were clearly like stretching out his career longer than he should have been. Tim Duncan should have been retired 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. But they rested him in the end of his career. Like, I get that. But also, I know it's messed up, but like the Spurs with Duncan on the bench still had Kawhi Leonard, still had, you know, Tiago Splitter and Danny Green. They still had players back then.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Popovich.
Yeah, and they had Popovich. So they still have like star-studded players where, other than Kyrie, are you excited to, oh, yay, J.R. Smith is playing tonight. Oh, yeah, let's go see Amon Shumpert and whatever weird, wacky hair he has. You know, like, no one's getting excited over that.
Nope. People. So, fans pay to see LeBron.
So I agree. I agree, though. It is a business, right? So if Kyrie or Kevin Durant don't want to say, hey, I'm leaving, they technically don't have to. It would be the nice thing to do, but they don't have to.
Right.
But Kyrie coming off very cold, like, dude, you, like, the only reason why you're considered one of the best point guards in the league is because LeBron made you a winner. Because when you weren't a winner, you had all the talent in the world. And let's be honest, yeah, he's a big reason why LeBron got the ring, the first ring in Cleveland. But he was a big reason why they lost. I mean, to have 24 points in a game, but you have 0 points in the fourth quarter, like, come on, bro. Mm-hmm. Like,
And look at the two-way point guards in the NBA. Like, the best point guards are two-way, with the exception of Steph, but he's too small.
Yeah.
But Russell Westbrook, two-way. John Wall, Damian Lillard, Chris Paul.
Who's better, John Wall or Kyrie Irving?
John Wall.
Oh.
I've said that.
And you're Cleveland's fan.
I've said that when Kyrie
was. I need to
introduce
you to some of my friends, because one of my friends literally would have – he's a man, but he would have Kyrie's babies if he was allowed to. I'm talking about you, Asan. They don't listen to my show, though. They don't want to hear the truth. But, all right. So, yeah, I agree with you on that one. Last, real quick, Kevin Durant ends up deleting tweets that he made. Someone challenged him about cheating to get his championship, which is stupid, because it's like, why is LeBron and them allowed to do it? But he's not, in my opinion. Especially because he was the only free agent that went to a team. You know what I'm saying? They built their team. It just so happens that they did a damn good job of building their team. But he said something along the lines of, like, you know, he didn't like management. He didn't like the coach, which was Billy Donovan. And he was like, and it was only me and Russ. I tried to defend him as much as possible. That was not a smart move, because you're in the clear. The true fans will sit there and be like, I mean, Kobe didn't do it without Shaq, or when he lost Shaq, he got Pau and he got, you know, Ariza. Jordan didn't do it until he got Pippen and Rodman. You know what I'm saying? So enough of us realize that, like, it's okay. Why get that emotional about it?
The Warriors, man. Like, have you ever seen a team that's won championships in 2015, 2017? And they're still whining. Like, Durant. He's gotta go off on
Durant
his fans.
Durant has a chip on his shoulder solely for the fact that if it wasn't for the fact that there was a guy named LeBron James, he'd be the best player in the NBA every year.
Agree.
And obviously, he's always been second since he's entered the league. And mm-hmm. he's always been killing it since he's entered the league. I mean, he was a star from the second he was with the Supersonics.
And look at his head-to-head record versus LeBron.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
So I understand his kind of chip on his shoulder. Also, new age athletes are just whiny. Because, okay, I understand where you're coming from, where they've won two championships and they're still whining. But, like, LeBron's the king of, like, look at me working out. Look, I'm a professional. Like, he's very much me. And he also promotes the killing of quality rap music. So I have a beef with him on that level as well. But that's for the hip hop hour. All right. And then Triple G, Canelo ends in a draw. Outraged a lot of people. I love how people like get outraged and they're like, boxing's fixed. Duh. You know what I'm saying? Like, if there's any sport that we can really prove that it's been fixed, is boxing.
Yeah,
of course. Canelo came out strong. He won at least the first two rounds, possibly the third. Then Triple G took over. Triple G should have won that fight.
I agree. Yeah, that one.
At the end of the day, I think they both agreed to rig it, though, because they're jealous that Floyd Mayweather and Conor made all that money. Do you know how much? Now, this is before pay-per-view, but do you know how much Canelo made and how much Triple G made?
Was before it around pay-per-view? $30 million?
Now, this is probably what it will be after pay-per-view.
Okay, after pay-per-view.
But before pay-per-view, Canelo made $5 million. Triple G made $3 million. Where we're sitting in a situation where Conor and Mayweather, Conor was like guaranteed 30 before pay-per-view, and what's his name was guaranteed like 80.
Yeah, so the 30 probably after pay-per-view.
Then. Yeah, so, but I mean, that's a big difference. And those are two good fighters. Like, I love Conor as a UFC fighter, but he did not deserve that money as a boxer. He's a genius. He uses his mouth to get to the top. We're running out of time, and we have to do speed pick-ems now, guys. I like this. I finally have someone on the show that won't let this thing drag along like Alex does.
Yep.
All right. We'll start in college football. I didn't think we were going to have enough games to pick, so I wrote this one. And we have enough games, but I still have it. West Virginia versus Kansas.
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
After last week, I had to be safe. You know what I'm saying?
So last week was a guaranteed win.
UCF at Maryland.
Maryland.
I'm taking Maryland as well, and it's crazy. I feel weird taking Maryland. You know what I'm saying? USC versus Cal.
USC.
TCU, number 16, goes to Oklahoma State.
OK State.
I agree. OK State as well.
Oh, my God. Of course, we're running out of time, and I'm running out of pen. Everybody said OK State, right?
Yeah, OK State.
All right, State. I see you. Cincinnati versus Navy.
Navy, going with the mids.
I'll go Cincinnati.
I'm with you.
Gonna be
a bunch of draft dodgers over there. All right, Mississippi State going to Georgia. Between the bushes or whatever.
Georgia.
Upset of the weekend, guys. Mississippi State.
Okay.
Penn State heads to Iowa with the purple locker room.
Penn State, but this one's going to be closer than people think.
I agree. That's exactly what I was going to say. Notre Dame at Michigan State.
I'm going to go with State in this one.
I'm going Notre Dame.
I'm going Michigan State. I don't want to. UCLA versus Stanford.
I'm going to go UCLA.
Who's home?
Stanford.
I'll go Stanford.
I'm going UCLA as well. Rosen is a beast. All right, moving on to the NFL. Thursday Night Football. Rams at 49ers.
What a boring game. Rams. That's so bad.
I'm going to take the Rams as well.
I just got a feeling that the 49ers, I'll go 49ers.
Dude, they're at home. That's a safe pick, I'm telling you.
It's Jared Goff.
Yeah. Baltimore heading to Jacksonville's second home, London, to play Jacksonville.
Ravens.
I'm going upset and go Jags.
You know what?
God loves Jags.
You know, I'm going to go the Ravens as well, even though I know that they struggle against Jacksonville. I just think Jacksonville's on offense is so terrible. And the Baltimore's on defense is real.
Blake Bortles doesn't even throw like a regular quarterback.
Atlanta at Detroit.
Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm going Atlanta. I can't pick the Lions.
Haters.
Yes, stop it.
I'm picking Atlanta as well, though.
Oh, good.
Here's the game of the week, guys. Cleveland at Indy.
This is the easy one for me. The Browns, because no Andrew Luck.
Yeah, Colts. I'm going Browns, too.
Come on, guys. I picked Cleveland as well.
The Colts will not win a game without Andrew Luck.
That's very well possible. Tampa Bay versus Minnesota.
Tampa.
Who's Minnesota home?
Yep.
I got to go with Vikings.
I'm going to take Tampa as well. Seattle at Tennessee.
I'll go with your Titans.
I'll go Seattle.
I think the Titans have the upset of the weekend. Last two, Sunday Night Football, Oakland at Washington.
Oakland.
Yeah. You're going to pick against Washington again? I'm going to pick Oakland as well. Dallas at Arizona.
Arizona.
I'll go with Cowboys.
I'm taking Dallas as well. David Johnson's out. They struggled with the Colts last week. I
agree, but I think home opener Monday night, and I gotta have an upset somewhere.
Okay,
have an upset somewhere.
All right, everybody, this has been the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been Matt Trudell,
Alex Baker,
Sebastian Merrick,
and until next week, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.
Watch the CFL.